And online at UtahGoldBuyer.com. Now in Layton on Antelope Drive next to Target, and in Logan on North Main Street next to Walmart.
Lake City, KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5 o'clock. Today is Friday, May 17th, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 59 degrees.
Debris on the road on southbound I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. As another search ended for missing West Valley mom Susan Powell, it looks like her father-in-law will stay in prison in Washington State for at least another month.
He was supposed to get out next week. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with an explanation. Peter?
Well, Amanda, Stephen Powell must submit an offender release plan when he's about to get out of prison. In other words, what he'll do when he's free, where he'll live, and so forth. Washington State Prison spokesman Chad Lewis says Powell cannot get out until that plan is approved.
What can happen in some cases is that they're never able to submit an appropriate release plan. That means that he would be in prison all the way up till his maximum release date,
which would be April of next year. Powell was convicted of voyeurism of two girls last year, and a search of an Oregon property for Susan Powell's body turned up nothing this week. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. More questions this morning for another federal agency after the Justice Department says it lost track of a couple of two former terrorists. Brian Martin explains live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, the feds say this was only temporary. These guys were in the witness protection program. The government gave the two new identities, which in turn allowed them to hop onto flights out of the country, even while their names were on the so-called no-fly list. It's still not clear when or for how long the U.S. Marshals Service lost track of these two. Republicans, though, were already firing shots across the bow. The chair of the House Judiciary Committee calls this an outrageous problem and gross mismanagement, but the Attorney General's office defends the program, saying changes have already been made. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. Lawmakers will get their first crack at the outgoing IRS chairman today. ABC's Vic Ratner reports from the Capitol.
Members of the House panel plan to ask outgoing Internal Revenue Service Chief Stephen Miller how and why the targeting of Tea Party and conservative groups happened and who was involved. Republican Senator Rand Paul.
The resignation is a step in the right direction, but we need to find out who wrote this policy, who approved this policy, and they need to be held accountable.
A second top IRS official in charge of handling tax-exempt organizations has also put in for retirement. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
An agreement on immigration reform could be reached as early as next month. Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida says they have an agreement in principle, but he says the bill he and seven other Congress members were working on would be significantly different than the one making its way through the Senate.
NASA is about to get slammed by federal budget cuts. The Space Administration's first priority will be getting astronauts to the International Space Station. ABC's Kevin Quinn reports.
The next priority is figuring out a way to get to a near-Earth asteroid. But the ultimate goal by the 2030s is to have humans exploring Mars. All that costs money, and NASA's $16.8 billion budget request gets chopped to just $16.1 billion if the sequester is not rectified.
NASA's administrator says the Johnson Space Center and others will see cutbacks and furloughs.
The landslide at the Kennecott Copper Mine may be the largest human-caused slide ever in North America. New estimates from geologists say the slide registered a 2.4 earthquake, and some of the rock reached speeds of 200 miles an hour. The slide happened on April 10th and has severely impacted Kennecott's production.
The route for a controversial roadway in Davis County is being changed again. The new proposed path for the West Davis Corridor will send the road right through Emma Hines' home.
For me, it would be the worst thing in the world because I don't want to live anywhere else and to have them watch them destroy what I watched for 53 years.
The Option B plan means 26 families will lose their homes, but UDOT says it will save $60 to $90 million over the Option A plan.
People living near Lehigh High School say the school has got to stop their students from turning their neighborhood into a parking lot. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more, live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Randall?
Grant, people around Lehigh High School say they put garbage cans out to keep cars from taking all the spots in front of their homes, and it is city council meeting, they said students will push the garbage cans with their cars just to make room. And they say the students, they leave trash, park in front of mailboxes, and even driveways. The Daily Herald reports the school district will discuss the problem at an upcoming meeting, and they hope a future redesign of the school will help solve the problem. Live, Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
American Airlines hopes to get more people to pack light. Customers who don't need to use the overhead storage bins will get to board in the first few groups, and those who get to the gate and decide they want to take advantage of the perk can check their bag at no charge. The airline says the new system saves overall boarding time.
Still to come on Utah's Morning News.
Will your house survive the fire season? I'm Heather Kelly.
And we'll take an early look at your morning commute, see if there are any problems out there. That's just ahead on KSL.
KSL News Time, 5:05.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up. Make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I've been listening to Grand Amanda since I moved to Utah 2003. Never thought I'd be working alongside them. Congratulations.
From all your Utah friends and KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:15.
Mercedes has the very first car with zero incandescent lights. I'm KSL's Amy Iverson.
And the news is sponsored by Shane Company. With hundreds of engagement ring styles, get a unique engagement ring perfect for her at Shane Company. KSL News Time is 5:08.
As Utah enters the fire season, many cities along the Wasatch Front are trying to manage vegetation overgrowth. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
The population continually encroaches into undeveloped areas. Many homeowners love the feeling of being in the woods. Sandy City has spent $250,000 removing brush and dead wood from homes in the Dimpledale Park area.
From an owner's view, it's the prettiest, greatest area they could get. But from a fire department view, it's one of the most difficult areas for us to get into and get access from.
Sandy Fire Chief Don Rosenkrantz says preventative regulations were put in place when the homes and condos were built, but the reason people move there is for the thick vegetation, and not keeping the bushes in check risks homes and lives every year. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Elder Dallin Oaks received a prestigious award last night in New York City. The Apostle of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was given the Canterbury Award from the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. Princeton University Professor Robert George spoke highly of Elder Oaks and his leadership.
Well, tonight's a very special night because we're honoring a very great man, not only an LDS leader, but an American leader, not only a leader at the bar and at the bench as a great lawyer, but a great spiritual leader.
Elder Oaks called the guests the most influential group he has ever spoken to. Elder Oaks has said of religious freedom that along with free speech, it is the most fundamental civil right and civil liberty.
Georgia's governor has ordered Bibles to be returned to a state park. A man sued when he found Bibles in his cabin. He said it was a violation of the separation of church and state. But the state attorney general says because Georgia did not pay for the Bibles, the state was on firm legal ground. KSL News Time 5:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Ricky Meese. Good morning, Ricky.
Happy Friday, Grant and Amanda.
Yeah, right back at you.
We are looking at a pretty good start to the morning drive. We do have one issue on the road, southbound I-15. It's there around the point of the mountain. A listener tipping us off, there's a deer carcass in lane number 3. And you count from the inside out, so the fast lane, the HOV lane. Just be aware that it's pretty dark in the area, and you're not going to see it until you come upon it. So just keep an eye out if you're traveling southbound I-15, leaving Salt Lake County and headed towards Utah County, that the deer is in the road there at the point of the mountain. Now, for northbounders on I-15, it's a smooth ride taking you from the point all the way into downtown Salt Lake City and the rest of the valley freeways, also problem-free. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center. The weather changing today. A lot of clouds, passing showers, and storms will be likely in the afternoon, and there could be some real soakers out there today. And cooler, highs only around 70. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now it's 59 downtown.
Yeah, we'll have the 7-day forecast coming up in just a few minutes. It's going to be cooler over the weekend and maybe some rain, too. So stay tuned. Stay close to the radio for the accurate and dependable weather forecast. And we've already got our eyes on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
We want to know next week what's going to happen. Now, let me just give you a little bit of a hint.
Okay.
Next Thursday, it'll be 78 degrees.
That's nice. So that's like perfect.
I think that portends good things for Memorial Day. Grant and Amanda with you, and we'll give you all the scoop on the weather next week right here on KSL.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful San Pete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Access RV has doubled the size of their lot, which means twice as many travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, and truck campers, all priced now at record low sale prices. Looking for a travel trailer? Buy a new Viking travel trailer for only $79.95 or a new Grey Wolf 28BH travel trailer with more than $4,000 in free options, now only $17,998. Looking for a truck camper? Access RV is one of the country's largest truck camper dealers, selling 8 of the 10 top truck camper brands. All on sale now at record low prices. Like a new Bronco pop-up truck camper for only $85.89. Or a new Travel Light hardside truck camper only $89.98. Or the Adventure 80GS four-season camper with slide-out and bath at only $15,989. Competitive financing is available from over 30 lenders. Plus, buy in May and have no payments until the end of summer OAC. Check out their full selection at 2240 South State in Salt Lake or online at accessrv.com.
Utah Opera presents Rossini's The Barber of Seville, a rollicking masterpiece of comic opera that continues to delight audiences worldwide. Figaro, the clever and meddlesome barber, proves that a hairdresser could be the perfect matchmaker in this hilarious opera you're sure to love. Experience The Barber of Seville, May 11th through 19th at Capitol Theater. Tickets start at $13. Get yours by visiting utahopera.org. Enter to win a free pair of tickets at kslnewsradio.com.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Friday, it's the movie show, and of course, we'll be taking a look at the highly anticipated movie Star Trek Into Darkness. And of course, we'll have fabulous prizes worth up to dollars. We'll tell you what's new on DVD 10 to noon here at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Bonus coverage of the top stories on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Stephen Powell will sit in prison for at least another month until his prison release plans are approved. Then he could be free following his sentence for child voyeurism. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Orem police are asking any other girls to come forward who may have been solicited by two men. Two sisters say the men offered them money for sex. Their father called Orem officers who set up a sting to catch the suspects.
And traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Well, no accidents reported on the Salt Lake Valley freeways, but we do have that deer in the road. Now, the carcass is southbound on I-15 around the point of the mountain, so use caution. You may come upon it pretty quickly. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a change in the weather for today. It's not going to be as warm. Our temps around 70, passing clouds and showers and thunderstorms, more likely in the afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now it is 59 degrees downtown.
Today marks 40 years since the Senate hearings, which investigated President Richard Nixon's involvement in the Watergate scandal. Senator Sam Irwin says part of the investigative committee audio file from the archives of those hearings.
If these allegations prove to be true, what they were seeking to steal was not the jewels, money, or other property of American citizens, but something much more valuable, their most precious heritage, the right to vote in a free election.
The Senate Watergate Committee was convened after the committee to re-elect the president directed burglars to break into and wiretap the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee.
I'm Amy Iverson with the Browsers. Many of us are trying to replace the incandescent light bulbs around the house with more energy-efficient ones. Car manufacturers have started using LEDs, especially on tail lights. But the new Mercedes S-Class is now the first car without a single traditional light bulb. Everything from the headlights to the interior lights are LED. There are about 450 in total. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
Coming up, we'll go in depth on the UDOT plan that will take out some homes to make the West Davis corridor.
KSL's top national story this hour. President Obama takes a break from damage control today when he travels to Baltimore. He'll focus on job creation. The president will visit a manufacturing plant and a community center.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
It'll be a long weekend for Jody Arias. Jurors deciding whether she'll get the death penalty will be back on Monday now. Family members of the victim, Travis Alexander, spoke to jurors.
Losing Travis has completely destroyed the overall health of our family.
Jurors were sent home yesterday after proceedings were delayed for unknown reasons. Bombs have gone off at two Sunni mosques in the same village in northwestern Pakistan. Police say 10 people are dead, more than 30 hurt. In Mississippi, an SUV plowed into the children's play area at a McDonald's. Five kids were hurt there. Cops say the driver had a seizure and lost control of the car. Firefighters north of L.A. are getting help from cooler temperatures. They're battling a 3,800-acre wildfire in the mountains. Right now, it's 25% contained. Hurricane experts from all around the country are talking about lessons learned from Hurricane Sandy.
We can't prevent them from happening. We can't prevent the damage. But we can lessen the damage by taking certain steps, and we can certainly take steps to protect our lives.
They say the key is helping people get prepared. Yesterday it was $475 million. Then a lot of people bought tickets. Now Saturday's Powerball jackpot has swollen to $550 million. These people in LA just couldn't resist.
I bought one, my first one, and we'll see. Maybe I'll win.
A dollar and a dream. That's it. You got to be in it to win it.
In it to win it. Odds of winning, one in 170 million. And since it took Ryan Seacrest 27 full seconds from start to finish to announce the winner of American Idol last night, I'll just tell you Candace Glover won.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And that's who's actually singing the song. That's her first single.
Oh, that isn't Ryan Seacrest?
That's not Seacrest. Oh, okay. I know that's what you're thinking. Yeah.
I'm happy for her.
27 seconds. I'm just making fun of Ryan Seacrest.
He drags it out. It just makes me nuts.
And after a nationwide vote, the winner, anyway, so long story short.
I'm happy for her.
He always speaks very highly of you.
That's great. Thank you, Brian. One of the stories we're following, is this not a scary story? This guy shooting at cars Legacy Highway.
Oh, yeah.
And he's shooting at cars because he wants to commit suicide by cop.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
So he's threatening the lives of all these other people to die by cop. That story coming up on KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
Right now, 519, Traffic and Weather Together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Miss Ricky.
Thank you, Amanda. We are actually in pretty good shape to start our Friday morning commute. We did have one problem reported by a listener southbound I-15 at Deer on the freeway there around the point of the mountain. So overall, though, I haven't seen that it's causing any kind of problems in traffic. Now, if you are headed northbound on I-15, you're going to see a nice commute from Provo around the point all the way through the Salt Lake Valley to 6th South downtown to the east. Extremely light traffic. Plenty of room on the roads. If you're traveling I-80 or I-215 to the west, you're going to see just a little bit more traffic northbound on the west belt route, but because it's Friday, even that is lighter than usual. Now, way out west on I-80 in Tooele County, we do have emergency crews working an auto pedestrian accident at milepost 6, so it's in the Wendover area and very close to the state line. Just look for crews there. They'll probably get you through over to the shoulder. No cameras available in that area, but just be aware that there is activity in the area. For plumbing and drain cleaning needs, take action. Call Action Plumbing, Heating, and Air at 833-3333. That's 833-3333. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check out our 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
All right, guys, we've been talking about cooler weather for the weekend, and it looks like it is on its way. We already have some rain to the west of town, showers and storms likely by the noon hour into the afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain at times. Our temps only around 70. Cooler tomorrow, 60s with passing showers and storms. So get set for that. And Sunday morning, we could see more rain, but clearing Sunday afternoon, cool, only in the 60s. So it's a cool and, for the most part, wet weekend. Monday, back to near 70 and sunshine. Tuesday, near 80. Wednesday, 70s and partly cloudy. Thursday, back to near 80. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Downtown right now, 59 degrees.
In depth on the change on the route from a controversial roadway in Davis County. UDOT started with dozens of potential paths for the West Davis corridor, some calling for entire neighborhoods to be demolished.
And now they've chosen what they say is the best option. KSL 5's Devin Dolan reports.
They're going with option B, which means 26 families may have to move.
For me, it would be the worst thing in the world because I don't want to live anywhere else and to have them watch them destroy what I watched for 53 years. I'm not happy.
Emma Hines and her husband built their home here in 1960. 8 years ago, her daughter and her husband rebuilt the house. She and her family never had plans to move.
See, my grandson raised him just to live our life here.
Hines would be one of 26 who may have to relocate if the West Davis corridor is built on her road. Just down the way to Shepherd Lane, neighbors are recovering from the same experience.
You ruined it.
Steve and Wendy Nill say they were afraid they would be the ones to go. They're just learning their home will be saved.
We're so happy, we're excited, but we know what it means for the other group.
If the proposed route passes, it will extend from Glover's Lane to 4100 West. The Utah Department of Transportation says the 20-mile-long corridor will cost $587 million, saving about $60 to $90 million over the other proposed route.
This option overall has better transportation performance. It carries more traffic. It has a better interchange design.
And UDOT says they don't know when people will have to start moving. They're having a 90-day comment period right now. They'll also have three public hearings in June.
Boy, that's always tough.
Oh, painful.
My heart breaks
for those people.
That's Devin Dolan reporting.
Just think, a week from today, you'll be kicking off the Memorial Day weekend.
That's right.
I just want you to think about that for a second.
Okay, I'm going to think about that.
Does that put you in a good place?
It puts me in a very good place.
And we'll have the 7-day forecast again coming up for you in about a half hour.
KSL News Time Now with Grant Amanda is 5:23.
on May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County.
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
In the wasteland of outer space, an epic battle rages.
3 degrees left! Arm lasers!
The future of mankind rests with two brave souls.
Sir, we have no reinforcements.
Then we will defeat them with valor.
With a universe in their hands.
Commander, my weapon has failed!
Things were at their darkest.
Dad, my flashlight's broken.
I guess we'd better turn on the lights and get it fixed, right, buddy?
Then can we keep playing?
Children who spend time with their parents are less likely to drop out of school, abuse drugs or alcohol, and are more likely to finish college. So imagine what a little time can do for your family.
Off with the lights. Let the battle resume.
A message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time?
I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
Drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play. This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
Microsoft put a YouTube app on its Windows Phone platform, but the platform prevents ads from being displayed on the YouTube app. Google owns YouTube. Microsoft has until Wednesday to comply.
The FTC is cracking down on surplus cell phone charges called cramming. Many consumers download an app that contains malicious software. That bad app gets your phone number and then signs you up for some kind of service.
Walmart is having a rough start in 2013. Sales struggled during the first quarter, and its profit outlook is below Wall Street projections.
We're in the green right now. Dow futures up 39, S&P's up 4.5, and NASDAQ up 6.25.
We've got more information coming up on that Idaho man who was teaching people how to make bombs. Strange story coming up on KSL.
I feel so lucky because my very first job in this business was writing national news for Grant and Amanda 15 years ago.
About that time, I was driving around in my car relying on their morning traffic reports just to get to work every day.
I learned a lot from them, like their loyalty to KSL and really their love for this community.
Yeah, folks here in Salt Lake City have no idea how lucky they are to have Grant and Amanda every morning.
Grant and Amanda's 20th anniversary.
A celebration at KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160.
Tired? Tired physically, tired mentally and emotionally? Aren't you just tired of feeling tired? Feeling like Superman or Wonder Woman would be nice, but most of us just want to get back to feeling normal. Not someone else's normal, but feeling your normal. Are you ready for a solution? If you're over 35, tired is probably tied to your aging body. It could be testosterone, thyroid, nutrition, hormone imbalance, activity, and a number of other things that simply change as you get older. Invigorate gets you back to being you. The you you want to be. Invigorate is a three-step program that will bring balance and energy back into your life. Yes, there is a science to this. It's not about killing yourself at a gym, and it isn't just about changing a diet. Call now to speak with Invigorate at 801-987-9777. That's 801-987-9777. Get back to your normal with the help from Invigorate. 801-987-9777.
529, traffic and weather together on the Nine, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And Amanda, I was just thinking, right about now, 20 years ago, we went on the air.
For the very first time.
We started at 5:30 then.
Who would have thought?
Ago, 20 right years ago, right about now.
Congrats, guys.
Thank you
That's
so much.
Quite a mark in your professional NKSL.
And we've had fun every single day.
I think I'm going to go
it
home
has
now.
Been a good time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, how's the commute starting?
Looking pretty good, Grant. Now, we don't really have any kind of accidents or other major issues on the Valley freeways. Our main secondaries and side streets also in pretty good shape. For those traveling north or southbound I-15, you have light traffic and good speeds between Ogden and Provo. Overall, it is a pretty nice start to our Friday morning drive. Before joint pain sidelines you, choose a healthcare plan that partners with a Mountain Star Healthcare Network. Visit MountainStarHealth.com for a hospital or clinic near you. Mountain Star, not bigger, just better. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. We are going to look for passing showers and storms today, and some could be on the strong side this afternoon and evening. And it's not going to be as warm either. Temps this time around 70, and get set for a cooler weekend. More rain likely tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 5:30.
59 degrees.
A quiet start to your Friday drive. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top national story this hour. People are still talking about the note in the boat that confession written by the younger Boston bombing suspect.
And now there's word the FBI is questioning a Chechen refugee about the case. Brian Martin has the very latest live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, a dying Johar Tsarnaev grabbed a pen, declared on the wall of the boat he did it. It's part confession, part manifesto, part justification. And former FBI Special Agent Brad Garrett says it will make it to court.
This is just like finding a note in his house where he's made a confession. My sense is this is a dying confession. He believed that he was going to die in that boat, and he wanted all of us to know he's proud of what he did.
And now the FBI is questioning a Chechen refugee who they say was friends with older brother Tamerlan. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
A man accused of teaching others how to build bombs in Utah and Idaho will be in court today in Boise. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Randall?
Grant, Fosledin Kurbanoff was arrested in Boise, where this morning he will appear in federal court, and neighbors, they still can't believe what police found.
Just finding out what's going on here just gives me chills.
Federal police say the suspect was building and teaching others how to build bombs, and they say that includes 10 days that he spent right here in Salt Lake City. Live, Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
An apology from the Taylorsville man who shot at other cars and police on Legacy Parkway earlier this year, but he is still going to prison. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour joins us live from the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Peter?
Here we go, Amanda. Marco Antonio Gazar told the Davis County courtroom he wanted to die by cop. He said he was also sorry for putting people in danger. Guizar had pleaded guilty to shooting at cars and then at police on January 15th and 16th on Legacy Parkway. Police fired back. No one was injured, fortunately. Guizar will serve 3 concurrent prison terms ranging from 1 to 15 years in prison and probably get drug treatment there, too. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories. KSL is following a baby boy who was taken away from his parents in California is back home this morning. Child Protective Services and police barged into the family's home and took Sammy away after the parents removed him from a Northern California hospital without permission. Anna Nikolaev is thrilled to have her son back home.
I don't have the right words to say it. I think the happiest mom right now, being at home, holding my baby in my arms and just feeling kind of safe.
She and her husband say they just wanted a second opinion about a proposed treatment.
Phoenix police say a woman tried to give her baby to strangers outside a convenience store. Police say the woman had been drinking and using meth and knew she'd go to jail, but made no contact with any safe haven locations, agencies, or family members for help with the baby. She now faces a child abuse charge. The baby is in state custody.
An Ohio man may spend the rest of his life in prison after a jury believes the blinking testimony of a paralyzed man.
Count two, we the jury in the issue joined, find the defendant Ricardo Woods guilty of murder.
David Chandler passed away after identifying Ricardo Woods from his hospital bed by blinking.
Investigators in the city of West Texas have narrowed down the possibilities for what the fire at a fertilizer plant that led to a deadly explosion. They say the fire was started either by one of the plant's electrical systems, a battery-powered golf cart, or it was a criminal act. They do know the fire started in the fertilizer and seed building on the north side of the plant.
Seven people are still missing after 10 tornadoes tore through northern Texas this week. Rescue workers are sorting through the debris, and homeowners are trying to pick through what's left of their homes in Granbury. Authorities say six people were killed and more than 100 were injured.
We've just learned that a man has been hit by a semi in Tooele County and is being taken to a hospital. Dispatchers say the accident happened about 6 miles east of Wendover, a little after 3 o'clock this morning. There was a stalled car in one of the travel lanes, and the man was outside the car when the semi hit him.
The rescue of a 16-year-old in southern Utah was only possible because of a lifelight team unique to Utah. The boy had fallen 50 feet into a slot canyon, forcing rescuers to perform a hoist rescue. The pilot, Dennis Patterson, calls this rescue one of the most difficult he's ever been called out to do.
Communication was very difficult, only intermittent radio contact. Couldn't even get complete sentences out of him.
He had to drop his chopper down into a narrow canyon and then lower a line and a paramedic down to the teen. Then they had to lift both back out while preventing the chopper from spinning or hitting the canyon walls.
Wow, that must have been
tricky.
There's
a picture on our website, KSL.com, by the way.
Utah's Morning News continues. The retirement age is creeping up and up. Boy, it sure is.
Yes, hello. Freeway traffic light and rolling along. Traffic and weather together on the 9th.
Are you doing what matters most? Are you creating fun memories with your family now? Don't spend your whole life waiting to live your dreams. Get your leisure life today. A Leisure Life is a company designed to help you create experiences and fun memories now. Join A Leisure Life today and open the door to luxury destinations at a fraction of the cost. High-end condos become a reality without expensive ownership and maintenance fees. Stay a full week at the price you'd normally pay for one or two nights. With A Leisure Life, you'll get better pricing than any major travel website guaranteed. Call 801-901-8FUN now to schedule your appointment and learn how you can get two free nights to Vegas, Branson, or Orlando absolutely free. Your kids may not remember what they got for their birthday last year, but you can bet they'll remember your family's next fun vacation. Start building fun memories today with A Leisure Life. Call 801-901-8FUN. That's 801-901-8386.
From practical to playful, Clairfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clairfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets, to kayaks and paddleboards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clairfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've got it made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clairfield City.
I really appreciate you. You get me to work every single day. Just love you guys. Congratulations on the 20th year.
From all your Utah friends and KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 5:45.
Utah leading the nation in rescuing refugees. I'm Nkoyo Iyamba.
Utah high schools are trying to address the digital divide facing some students who want to go to college. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Applying for college and lining up funding can take a lot of web savvy, but Lillian Sosie-Jensen says many refugee, immigrant, and first-generation college students in Utah may not have much skill or access to the internet.
It's so unsettling to them to do something for the first time.
The other main problem is the high ratio of high school counselors to students. Sosie-Jensen says working in smaller groups can help, as can mentors and special nights at the school for those students who need more help applying for college. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The average retirement age is now 61. It was 57 years old in the early 90s, and it's likely to age higher. A Gallup survey shows the average American now plans to retire at the age of 66. Many say they will have to keep working to have enough money, but others say they are working longer just because they want to.
The latest report on consumer confidence comes out today. ABC's Richard Davies says shoppers are spending a bit more than they did last year.
The most recent surveys show consumer confidence is higher than it was during the recession, but not back to levels of 6 or 7 years ago.
I think the consumer remains pretty cautious. You know, they are willing to spend, but in a reserved manner.
Niraj Shah of the home goods website Wayfair.
When things went downhill in 2008, the price point of goods that people would buy decreased. And to be honest, that really hasn't increased that much since then.
There is one big change, a lot more online shopping for furniture and other goods.
The big accelerant, I think, is they're now being more and more comfortable buying them online.
Richard Davies, ABC News.
The report indicates much of the growth is in online sales. KSL News Time is 5:39. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And it's still early, Miss Ricky.
It is early, and we have a very light commute in progress. It's Friday, so we always expect lighter traffic for the morning drive. But I am starting to see a little bit more traffic on the southbound side of I-15 coming in from Davis County. Even where it's starting to build just a little bit, it's still moving at a great pace. Northbounders on I-15, a straight shot from Draper into downtown. That's only going to take you about 20 to 25 minutes. I-215's east-west and south belt routes, I-80 and the 21st South Freeway, all looking good. We are accident-free at this early hour. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. Our weather changing, cooling down a little bit. Our highs this time only around the low 70s, a lot of clouds early. And then we'll look for passing showers and even thunderstorms. There could be some heavy rain at times today with these passing showers, otherwise mostly cloudy. And our temperatures, again, low 70s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Downtown Salt Lake, 59 degrees.
Next week, we're speaking with the former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. At this time on Thursday morning, which I'm just a little bit excited about. And yes, we'll ask him about Benghazi. People have texted in and said, please ask him about Benghazi. We will, for sure, ask him about that situation and how he reads it. And anything else you'd like us to ask him about, just text at 57500.
That's on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
In the vast ocean, there was room for only one victor.
Polar frog side men! Brace yourself!
Many would never come back.
For the queen!
But those who did would be legend. This epic battle for destiny will have to wait until after it rains?
But, Dad, we're winning!
I don't want to get wet!
Dad.
We're at sea.
Well, maybe we can storm the kitchen.
Children who spend time with their parents are less likely to drop out of school, abuse drugs or alcohol, and are more likely to finish college. So imagine what a little time can do for your family.
To the deli!
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Lace up your shoes and join KSL News Radio for the Great Strides Walk, Saturday, May 18th at Energy Solutions Arena. Cystic fibrosis is a life-threatening genetic disease that affects the lungs and digestive system. Your support can help people with CF to live longer, healthier lives. Make a team with your family and friends today. Then join us on the 18th at Energy Solutions Arena. For more information, visit KSLNewsRadio.com. It's the Great Strides Walk with KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Right now is the perfect time to plant your garden. The cold nights are behind us and summer is right around the corner. It's also the perfect time because IFA Country Stores is having their annual May sale going on right now. You'll find everything you need for a successful gardening experience, beginning with a great selection of vegetable starts, flowers, and trees. And now is a good time to apply IFA Step 2 Weed and Feed with Iron. Come discover the savings this week at IFA Country Stores. Over 90 years, helping to grow the things you love.
The Star Trek Into Darkness. And of course, we'll have fabulous prizes worth up to dollars. We'll tell you what's new on DVD 10 to noon here at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Even more breaking local news on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, a man will spend 5 years to life in prison after shooting at other cars and at officers on the Legacy Parkway. Marco Guizar said in court yesterday he wanted police to kill him. He's also charged with shooting at cars in Salt Lake County as well.
Other local stories we're following. Add Milwaukee to the list of NBA teams that Hall of Famer Jerry Sloan has met with and interviewed with, but they were not able to reach a deal that brings the 71-year-old back to an NBA bench.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Freeway traffic still in good shape, but we do have our first accident of the morning. Shouldn't cause too much of a problem. A truck hit a power pole at 5th South and 3700 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Things finally starting to cool down. Our temperatures this time around only around 70. A lot of clouds, passing showers and storms, especially afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 59 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour. CIA Chief John Brennan has made an unannounced visit to Israel. The trip comes amid Israeli concerns about weapons transfers from Syria to the Lebanon's militant Hezbollah.
Since 1978, Utah has welcomed over 43,000 refugees from all over the world. And as wars and political unrest continue in some parts of the world, we will continue to see more.
Utah is playing a vital role in providing relief to these victims. KSL News Radio's Nkoyo Yamba has the story of one refugee from the Congo.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. You're welcome.
People easily want to be her friend. Ushuda Prosperin Mugerwanaki left a refugee camp in Uganda 3 months ago. She's since become a bit of a social butterfly.
All of that is my friend.
Her bright smile and warm eyes mask the pain this 26-year-old carries after enduring several rapes in the camps. Ushuda says the camps are packed and poorly protected, and families abandon victims.
The husband say, I did not like the woman who they are getting some rape. You never know, maybe you get some HIV.
Now she's raising three young boys, with one on the way.
And that one is Vicky.
Two were conceived from those attacks.
Say hi.
Hi.
But it's clear she loves them. Her story is not unique.
The situation in Congo is not getting better.
Aiden Batar with Catholic Community Services says the U.S. has resettled over 10,000 refugees from the Congo because of ethnic wars.
Every day we hear horror stories.
And we're expecting 10,000 more.
People have been killed, women have been raped. You know, children are dying from malnutrition.
Hundreds of them will relocate to Utah.
This group, you know, have been in a refugee camp for decades.
He says so far this year, 450 refugees from over 10 countries have called Utah home, most of them from the Congo, Somalia, Iraq, and Burma.
And they don't have anywhere to go back to.
Utah is the second in the nation to rescue refugee women at risk for violent crimes.
We have a family-oriented state, and we have a lot of volunteers, and our state have some resources to help them.
Now women like Ushuda feel safe here in Utah.
He's my buddy.
And CCS volunteers like Mary Weedle become family in the absence of their own.
She wants to be successful here.
They pay back to whatever they receive to their communities.
Nkoyo Iyamba, KSO News Radio.
Haven't you wondered, Grant, you know, why we have so many different refugees? And of course it is because we have such a safe environment
here. This is a good place for them.
Environment here where they can come from such suffering.
Yeah. That is hard for us to imagine.
I can't.
A great report with Nkoyo Iyamba.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra here on KSL News Radio at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time 549, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Ricky Meese in the traffic center.
Well, we are starting to see a little bit more traffic on the Valley freeways, but overall, it is running very well. You have good speeds, dry road conditions, no problems reported on any of the freeways. The only accident that we do have reported is on the Valley's west side, and it's where a truck hit a power pole at 5th South at about 3700 West. Simply Mac is holding its free annual e-waste recycling event at the Maverick Center May 17th and 18th from 9 to 3 at the Maverick Center with the Recycling Coalition of Utah. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast now, all the way up to maybe the Memorial Day weekend.
Hey guys, right off the bat, I've got to say happy 20. It's so awesome to work with you guys every morning, and congratulations on the long run. Well, we are looking at changes today. We get passing showers and storms going by, and our temps are only around 70, and the storms and showers could start up as early as the noon hour. In fact, we're already seeing rain to the west of town this morning. High temperatures only around 70. Showers and storms likely at times tomorrow, and temps only in the upper 60s. So cooler weather coming. And more rain possible Sunday morning and then clearing, but cool Sunday, only at 65. Gets to about 70 on Monday with mostly sunny skies. Looking for a warmer Tuesday, back in the 70s on Wednesday, and warming up again next Thursday. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Grant Waitman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, downtown, it's 59 degrees.
I say Amanda.
I say Grant.
I feel good. It is time for the Friday morning shout. That gets us started in the right way, and I just think that we should get one for 20 years. What do you think?
I am with you, Grant.
All right. I feel good. He said 20 years with a smile on his face. And is wedding season here? I mean, we've got all these wedding invitations all of a sudden. For people who are thinking about planning, getting married, how about one for you?
For the parents who are paying for it.
Oh, yes. All right. Time now for KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. Here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
The next time you need a ride, imagine this one. Instead of hailing a cab or maybe calling a friend, what if you could pull out your phone and pull up a map that shows you which cars parked along the sidewalk right next to you you could drive away right now? Hit a few buttons on your phone, the door unlocks, and you drive off into the sunset. Well, it could soon happen thanks to a company called Relay Rides. The idea right now, people put their own cars up for rent, whether for the hour or the day, then the tech is there to make it happen. No more standing at the rental counter at the airport. The company is also toying with doling out cars by the day, even the week. Renting a car could go high-tech a lot sooner than you think. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Hey there, it's me, John. I'm just a regular dad, but I'm a big deal at my house, mostly because I'm there. That's half of being a great dad, showing up. The other part is tricky. Let's use a simple test to see if you can figure out that other part, shall we? What is this sound?
Thanks, Dad.
I know it's only two words. Could be the sound of gratitude. That's the obvious guess, but listen carefully.
Thanks, Dad.
Those two words are really saying respect. Now that's a hard thing to teach. Respect yourself, your parents, your teachers, your fellow human beings. Wow! Can a kid learn all that just by spending more time with his father? Well, it's a start.
This message brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This message is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in partnership with FM 100.3, a Bonneville station, together making a difference in Salt Lake City.
As we get our first good looks at what winter has done to our lawns and gardens, there's no doubt they're screaming to be replenished. And that's where Greg and Mike from Replenish Landscape Garden Products come in.
The Replenish compost that we have is what's called a paunch manure compost. It's a dark, rich amendment to your soil. Works great also as a top dressing that gives your gardens a finished look, as well as adding nutrients and organic material into your soil.
And Mike, I know you've got a lot more than just compost.
Bark products. from shredded bark to bark nuggets, playground chip that is certified.
I know too, Greg, that you're pretty particular about what you do carry.
We have had suppliers bring material to us. They've started to offload it, and we said that's not the quality we want. That's not what we're going to provide for our customers.
Check them out online at replenishcompost.com. Or, Greg, how do they find you?
The address is 4660 South, 200 West.
Buy in bulk, bag, or have it blown right into your garden. Call Replenish Landscape Garden Products today, 262-5142. It's good stuff.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Bring your gold, silver, and diamonds. Get some extra cash in your bank account.
If you're just joining us this morning, we had thought that Stephen Powell would be released from jail next week, but as it turns out, he will not be released. And we'll explain to you why coming up in a few
Something
minutes.
Something about a plan. And
with Peter Seymour. Yeah. He needs to submit a detailed plan to the corrections officials, I guess. Well, Peter will explain that in just a few minutes, coming up on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, the popularity of smartphones and tablets are slowly killing the PC market. Computer companies Dell and Hewlett-Packard are having a dismal sales year. Both are slashing personal computer prices, but many consumers are trading in their PCs for mobile devices.
American Airlines is trying to speed up its boarding process. Passengers who have bags that fit under their seats will board first. If you have a rolling suitcase, you will just have to wait to board the airplane. Oh, really?
That'll work out well.
Yeah.
A new survey finds one-third of all home buyers don't understand their mortgage terms. The biggest problem comes from those who have an adjustable rate mortgage. Many people did not understand that their interest rates and their monthly payments would rise.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment, and the futures markets are in the green again. The Dow futures up 36, the S&P up 4.75, and the NASDAQ is up 8.25.
Well, a Friday morning commute, pretty typical. It's running very smoothly. We'll check that for you coming up in just a couple minutes on the Nines.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Why wouldn't you sell your gold at Utah Gold Buyers? It's a good question, because as the name implies, buying gold and some diamonds is all we do. We're not a jewelry store, and we're not a pawn shop. We're a gold buying store, a relaxed, comfortable space to sell your diamonds or gold. And because buying gold and diamonds is all we do, we have to do it well. Now think about that. We have to be super competitive, and that means you can get the most possible money in a comfortable, zero-pressure, no-sales environment. Which would be great news if you have unwanted gold to sell. Hey, now's a great time to sell your gold. Gold prices are still extremely high, and you'll get a fair price for it. Some places you might go. That being the case, why wouldn't you sell your gold a better better, more comfortable, more relaxed way. Why wouldn't you sell your gold at the Gold Buying Store? Utah Gold Buyers, 8 locations and online at utahgoldbuyer.com. Now in Layton on Antelope Drive next to Target and in Logan on North Main Street next to Walmart.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
KSL News Time is 5:59. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And what do you see now in the commute, Ricky?
A very light and nice commute on I-15, Amanda. And for those traveling southbound on I-15 in Davis County, 15 to 20 minutes gets you from Lagoon into 6 North downtown. So traffic overall looking good there, as well as northbound I-15 from Provo up to the point of the mountain in Utah County. And then no problems for those who continue through the Salt Lake Valley from Draper into downtown. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
In our weather forecast for the Wasatch Front, today our high of 72 degrees. We might have some storminess at times, so we can turn off those sprinklers, can't we? High of 72, tomorrow 67. So rain, showers today and tomorrow. And then on Sunday, even though it'll be a little cooler with 65 degrees, we won't have any rain, and then next week it starts to warm up a little bit. 83 in St. George today. Right now, 59 in Salt Lake City, 73 in St. George.
Well, this doesn't make you feel very good, does it? These guys were on the no-fly list.
Oh, yeah.
And they lost track of them.
They did.
And they flew.
They gamed the system.
So how did that happen?
Yeah. There's some people being asked some very direct questions.
We'll find out more about that coming up on KSL.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake